It's time for the Douglas County Real Estate Update from Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly opportunity to tackle the world of real estate, find out what's going on, how it impacts the local area. Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes on with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be with you.
So talk about what are the big topics in the world of real estate for today?
Well, as you know, real estate is all-encompassing, so there's a lot of different factors that play into that on a local or national level. And a couple things I wanted to talk to you about this morning, Kyle, was the jobs report that came out early this morning and also the Federal Reserve meeting that happened earlier this week.
Yeah, I noticed the interest rate issue. Where do things stand after the Fed meeting?
So the Fed got together on Tuesday and Wednesday, and basically, I believe this is their 11th or 12th meeting for this year, and this is one of the first times in quite a bit that they have stopped raising the federal funds rate. So they ceased raising the rate. They've skipped it this time. They said that they're going to keep it at 5.25 to 5.5, and some of their reasoning for that was because they think that their tightened monetary policy has begun to have its desired effect on the economy. So they're just putting basically the pause button on, and they want to see how this plays out over the next month or two. Now, they did kind of leave a few things a little bit ambiguous as far as they left the door open to further tightening monetary policy or also backing off. So they weren't super clear as far as what the future holds for their strategy, but they did skip it this time. So this is, like I said, the first in a while that they have skipped raising the federal funds rate, which does have a trickle-down effect to mortgage rates as well.
So what have we seen take place since then?
Well, since the Federal Reserve skipped raising the Fed funds rate, not directly because of that, but some other factors as well, mortgage rates have come down about 0.375%. So they were solid into the 8% range this last week, and now we're back down into the 7.75, even 7.5 range for a top-tier, highly qualified borrower who's looking to utilize their purchase mortgage. Their interest rate's going to be right around 7.5 and maybe up to 8%, depending on their credit scenario. Now, having said that, the jobs report that came out this morning was also going to have an effect possibly, and we're going to see how that plays out over the rest of today for mortgage rates. Basically, if the jobs report showed that a lot of jobs had been created for the month of October, that was going to be bad for mortgage rates. And so the report that came out, though, was less than expected. They were projecting around 170 to 180,000 jobs for October. And we, on the first initial release here, it seems like we created about 150,000 jobs nationally, which was lower than expectations. And that may be a sign of a softening in the labor market. And for mortgage rates, that's a good thing. And this is kind of a interesting scenario, Kyle, that's been set up. The Federal Reserve basically has said, look, we want to see the economy slowing down. We want to start to see some pain in the economy, and then we'll ease up on our tightening monetary policy. So because of that, things that traditionally would be perceived as not good, like fewer jobs being created, is now a good thing for mortgage rates. So there's a little bit of a funny dynamic that way where, yay, it's good for mortgage rates, but it's actually not that great because we're creating fewer jobs and we want more production, more productivity, really, as an economy. So we've got a little bit of two different scenarios going on that are a little bit contrary to each other, but it's the dynamic that has been set up by the Fed's philosophy towards what they believe causes inflation.
So here we are in the month of November now. How do things look in terms of sales in the market locally?
Well, things have certainly changed slowly. If I had to describe what's happening on a national level, but more specifically here in Douglas County, it would be everything is moving in slow motion. So depending on which camp you're in, some people call it a soft landing, meaning things are going to be okay. We're going to make it through, you know, whatever ripples are happening in the economy here, including how that affects, you know, borrowers' availability to purchase and how that affects property values. So it may be a soft landing for those who think it's going to be a positive thing that we're seeing. Or if you're in the other camp, you think it's a slow motion train wreck, basically, that we haven't seen the worst yet to come. So I'm kind of somewhere in the middle. There's truth on both sides. And the truth really is that nobody knows for sure. We know that Americans overall have a lot of debt, but we also know that there's other things that come into play that can throw a wrench into it and kick the can down the road, so to speak. So as far as property values, they're still pretty stable here in Douglas County. We are starting to see a little bit of the typical seasonal trend where there's fewer sales happening because we're heading into the winter season. In fact, I believe it's this next, you know, within the week here, the time change is going to happen. And when it's darker earlier in the day, the evening happens earlier in the afternoon, that really cuts short people wanting to look at homes because they don't have enough time to get off work to look at houses before it gets dark. So we will definitely, I fully anticipate to see sales and pending sales to cool off through the winter here.
Yet at the same time, we still have a housing shortage. And while we've heard about some new developments in Sutherland and certain other areas of the county, there seems like there's still a lot of people looking for a more permanent residence or to actually purchase a house for the first time.
We do. And that is the most intriguing thing about this whole situation, Kyle, is that we really do have a housing shortage. By the numbers, we do. We have low inventory. We don't have enough housing for everybody. And that is what puts upward pressure on prices, including rents. And yet there's also the affordability factor where if you cannot afford to buy, then that puts you out of the market, so to speak. So we're in this transition period right now where if we are going to have a sustained period of higher cost to borrow money, then we're going to see the higher qualified borrowers kind of filter to the top, those who have down payments, those who have good credit, those who can, you know, afford to buy a home. Those will be the ones who are purchasing these homes. And for example, like the development that's getting taken care of and created by Tabor Homes and Sutherland there, I wish them the best in that scenario. I really believe that if they keep their costs low and they can keep it within the affordable range of $350 to $450, they're probably going to be able to sell those homes. But if the overall market takes a change for the worse, where people are not employed, people can't afford to get mortgages to buy these properties, then, you know, that is a speculative measure for a builder, any builder, to be able to build a home and hope that he'll be able to sell it. So there's certainly, I think if you talk to any builders, there's been a cooling that effect. They're offering incentives to buyers, paying their closing costs, that kind of thing. But it is not yet, anyway, dire straits for a builder.
And for people who are able to operate in cash, maybe they've already got a home that's paid off and they are upgrading, et cetera, that puts them in a really good position.
It does. And there's, you know, 35% to 40% of our transactions, our sold properties in Douglas County, are conducted by cash buyers. So these are people who, some percentage of them are coming from out of state with money. They've sold a home. And a fair amount of them are also local who sold a home. They've got cash and they're usually, you know, middle-aged to older, and they've got significant funds to be able to put towards a purchase. And so, yeah, they definitely are not as affected by mortgage rates.
Now, as people are looking towards the weekend, if they are looking to look to find a house, or maybe folks are ready to get a house on the market, what's the best way to get in contact with your folks at Oregon Life Homes?
Well, they can look us up online at theoregonlife.com. They can also give us a call at 541-391-4945, and we would be happy to talk with them.
And remind folks where your office is.
We're down at 603 Southeast Jackson Street, right downtown there, and our office hours are 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right, Aaron Cherry from Oregon Life Homes, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Cal. Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.